to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And that's the thing again, the consequences, don't you think? Like, people are not thinking out there. It's like you're living on the edge.
So do you use a condom when you cheat?
When I used to cheat, I did. When I used to cheat, yeah, always, bro. Always use a condom. Always, always use a condom.
Once, I was a bit irresponsible. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Woo! We have officially hit 500,000 subscribers.
Wow, man. Crazy,
bro,
right?
Who'd have thunk, eh? 500,000 subscribers.
We are here.
The countdown to a million begins.
Yeah.
Yo, the day we reach a million, that's going to be insane.
What's going to happen when we reach
a million? I feel like we're going to be like this.
It's going to be like this.
When we get there, we would have felt deserving of the million.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like, whoa, it's going to be fireworks. But I think when we get there, it'll be like, oh, okay, we're here now.
My mom said she's coming when we reach a million.
On the show.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. That would be great. I would love that.
I hope you didn't make any promises like earlier on that when you get to a million, you'll show Ghost Lady or something. Because now it's like around the corner.
Yeah. Remember last week I asked people to share where they're watching the podcast from?
Wow. Yeah.
I saw in the comments there's about 50, more than 50 countries.
Yo.
More than 50, 5-0.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me go through some of them.
That's crazy.
Germany, there's chillers there. Poland, Britain, Ukraine, Norway, France, Scotland, Italy, Portugal, Denmark, Ireland, Russia, Slovakia, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Uganda, Malawi, Namibia, Ghana, Rwanda, Zambia, Kenya, Cameroon, DRC, Lesotho, South Sudan, USA, Canada, Kuwait, UAE, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Australia, New Zealand, Chile, China, Japan, Malaysia, South Korea, India!
Great. Amazing.
I actually just landed from Botswana. Oh, man.
How was Botswana?
What a beautiful country, man. It's like mini SA. It's pretty much like SA.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
But a lot safer.
Of course, there's a
penalty there.
Is it?
Yeah, they kill you if you fuck around.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Mm.
Damn, bro.
Don't fuck around there.
And 90% of the people, they're scared to come to SA because of the crime.
Oh, shame.
Dude, it's so fucked up, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't know how bad the crime was until I went to Botswana.
Crime is bad. Yeah. It's one of the worst in the world. Dude, you can get killed just driving out of the yard.
Yeah.
Like, just like that. Like, our crime is bad, bad.
Like, it made me realize, like, it's bad,
dude,
bro.
It's bad, bad. Our crime is bad.
It's
when I got to the club, you know, normally they have those reverse reserved signs on the tables.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sometimes they run out, and then what they do is they put your bottles there. So if you've reserved a table, they put your bottles there. Whatever you ordered, like Hennessy, Verve, whatever.
Mm.
I'm like, you could never do that in SA, bro.
Oh, so no one will even steal it?
No, no one steals
it.
At some point in the club, there was over like 100 bottles, and no one took them. I'm like, you can't do this in SA.
Botswana is trustworthy.
So sad, man. Eh?
Yo.
The promoter was telling me sometimes, like, he leaves his keys in the car, and nothing happens. No one takes the car, nothing.
Shh.
That's what happens, bro, when there's no crime. Yeah. And the country runs like a country.
Yeah, it runs like a country.
Not like a war zone.
Bro.
Afraid something can happen to you.
Yeah.
Nah, beautiful.
Shout out to Lloyd, man. He was the promoter who brought us out there. Fucking amazing guy. Great host. Oh, he's great a real boy. Promoter. Not like those guys in Cape Town taking chances.
Nah, man. Those guys were new promoters. Not that they're second gig. Yeah. Shout out to Lloyd, though.
Yeah. And everybody kept asking me, where's Saul?
Yeah,
like in my luggage or something.
It happens to me every day.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. Like, earlier on, I was at a filling station and the guy's like, hey, where's Max? Right? And then I point to his colleague. I'm like, what's that guy's name? He's like, it's so-and-so and so. Then I'm like, where was so-and-so last night at 10? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, exactly. You know, I work with Mac. He's my boy. I love him, but I don't keep him around all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, it happens, bro.
And they want us to come out and do a brunch next month.
I'm game.
Oh, yeah, that is dope.
Because there's so many chillers out there. Yo.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, how are the chillers that side?
Chillers are amazing, man.
Wow, man.
Bro, I didn't know we had chillers in Botswana. They came out, they showed up.
Oh. You didn't know?
They're always on the comments.
They're always on the comments. Always.
They're always on the comments, man. Oh,
yeah, wow. Yeah. Anyway, what did you think about what happened with Bonang and Ria, bro?
It's the law, right?
Yes.
Unequivocal, it's the law, it's black and white. What I think is shit. Rhea's in a tough spot. I see he's playing the tough guy thing.
Yeah.
Saying
he's been playing that, eh?
Yeah, but he said that's the thing. It's because to him, you can't fold.
Mm.
You know what I mean? To him, you're like a bad domestic worker. You know?
can't fold.
He can iron, clean it up, but he can't fold. So he's consistent. So, hey, man, good luck with that. But I think, look.
She ain't getting a cent out of me.
By the way, for those who don't know what happened, we've got a South African podcaster by the name of Ria.
Yeah, from Everything SA Music.
No, Everything SA
Music. Yeah. So last year, he said, he alleged that Bonang was on drugs.
No, introduced, yes.
Introduced drugs to AKA.
Yes. Yeah. And then she filed for defamation of character.
Yeah.
She has since won the case and he has to pay her 300,000.
300K.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. What can you do, right? As Ria. He did apologize, but that was not enough. Bonang still went and clearly she wanted to make an example.
Of course.
I spoke to my lawyer because I was like, yo, Frank, what's going to happen to Ria?
You got a lawyer now?
Yeah, I got a lawyer.
Damn.
You need a lawyer, bro. I mean, you need to have a lawyer. Half the time we're getting attacked, you know? People are coming for us in court, so I don't be ready. You have a lawyer? You've got a lawyer too, man.
Yeah, she's a lawyer for the network, not me.
Oh, so I can use her?
Yeah. Everybody can use one.
Yeah. You know,
everybody gets a lawyer.
I've got a lawyer as well.
Yeah. So I spoke to him. He's like, look, Ria has to pay because it's literally a court judgment.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like a court judgment. And if he proves that he does not have the money to pay, they can still attach some of his movable assets. Now, it's beautiful because he recorded the video of him saying, I'm not going to pay in a car. So they can say, who owns that car? Eventually, there'll be processes, obviously.
Yeah.
And eventually, they can attach anything that is under his name of the value or even other things to that value. Mm. You know what I mean? And then, sell them, auction them off or whatever, and Bonang gets her money or a portion of her money. So it won't end well, essentially, because it's a court judgment. You know, you can't just say, fuck it, I'm not paying. It's the courts now. It's not like, right? It's literally, it's legal now for them to demand money from him. So, ish.
Hey, poor guy, man. I feel sorry for him, man.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, shame. It happens, man. I mean, even with what's Cardi B?
Yeah.
She sued a YouTuber.
Yeah. She also won.
She won as well. A couple of million. How many million dollars?
Just over 3 million.
$3 million.
$3 million.
$3 million.
Yes. Yeah. That also the YouTuber has to pay up, Tasha
so,
K.
Yeah, so it's wild.
Yeah,
man.
For defamation, man.
And someone was saying, how come Slick Talk's never been sued? Because he's a lawyer, so he knows what to say.
He knows how to maneuver.
I feel like there's a lot of things it could have been nailed for, just that guys didn't take action.
Mm.
Like the people he was talking about never took action. But I feel like he's a lawyer, but there's some stuff he said, man, that's like, ah, you can't just say
you
that.
You can't just say
I
that.
I can't think of them now, mm-hmm. yeah. But I think no one has taken the initiative and lifted a finger to say, I'm going to sue him.
Yeah, I think it's time for me to go back to Twitter, man.
Why?
Hey, I need the 300K, dog, eh? I get those talking shit about me. I'll be camping there waiting. Get a pair. But doesn't that 300K go to the lawyers? She's not going to get anything, right?
No, there's a lawyer fee, then some goes to her.
But yeah, she said she's going to actually give it to her foundation.
Oh.
Yeah, then that's hers. So. It's hers.
It's her money. It's her money.
Yeah.
Because it's also including damages and also the just, I think, the lawyer's fees as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So now it's hers. But, I mean, I don't think Bonang needs the 300K.
No.
Yeah, so she said she'll donate it.
How's she making money now, bro?
I don't know how she's making money now. What's happening with BNG is because it was not hers, but she's probably still getting some royalties.
Yeah, no.
She may not own it, but surely she gets something from sales.
Because she hasn't done a TV gig in a while, radio gig, that's not happening. I wonder how she's making money.
Because BNG still carries her name. It's BNG at the end of the day, you know?
Mm. Yes.
So she gets some royalties from there.
And then what happens if it turns out that she is on drugs?
What happens is that it still can't be proven that she introduced AKA to the drug.
Yeah, because the allegation
unless
remember.
The AKA says, oh, now that it's out, she's on drugs. She actually introduced me to drugs.
Yes, then it's confirmed.
Okay,
yeah.
I see.
So, but I get where you're going. What happens when it was not...
Defamation.
Mm. You know, when
it was the allegation was actually a truth.
Yes, exactly. I get where you're going with that. Yeah. That's actually interesting.
Nah.
Yeah, but also he said she introduced the drugs to AKA.
Because
even AKA can even sue him.
Because
he said and AKA as well, but I don't think AKA is about that life. Because now... it's two people you accuse of like, you guys are on drugs. Stuff. Yeah.
And he's cruising now, you know?
Who? Oh, nice one. I see what
you like that one. You like that one. Did I make you proud?
I'm proud.
Bro, I woke up to some depressing news, man. Mason Greenwood.
Fucking hell.
Jeez. What a fuck up.
What?
Yo.
What a fuck up,
man. What a fuck up.
Yo.
Let me read the story, man. Manchester United football player Mason Greenwood has been arrested on suspicion of rape and assault following allegations on social media. Greater Manchester Police said it was made aware of social media images and video posted by a woman reporting incidents of physical violence. It added, "We can't confirm a man in his 20s has since been arrested on suspicion of rape and assault. He remains in custody for questioning and inquiries are ongoing." Manchester United earlier said the player would not return to training for matches until further notice. Dude, the guy was so young. He's talented. Had the whole world in front of him, dog.
And the girl was young and had the whole world in front of him as well.
Of course, yeah.
It's crazy, right?
Dude.
Just fucking... Did you hear the audio?
Yeah, bro. Ooh.
So there's an audio clip. So Harriet Robson is her name. Okay. She went on Instagram on the stories and exposed them. Like, this is what Mason Greenwood does when he's not playing football or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. Posted a couple of pictures. She's bruised. She was hurt. And there's a video, apparently. I saw blood.
Damn.
You know, I saw blood. Then there's an audio clip.
Yo.
And literally, like, it says, you know, when audio, when it gets saved, it's got the date. It's like... from the 22nd, I think.
Let me read it out. It's bad.
Are you reading the transcription?
Yeah. So this is Mason Greenwood. This is what he says, right? He says, "Move your legs up. Move your fucking legs up." Jeez. And then she goes, "No, I don't want to have sex." And then he goes, "I don't give a fuck what you want." And then he's like, "Shut up. Stop talking to me." And then she's like, "Stop putting your dick there." And he's like, "I'm going to fuck you, you twat." And then she says, "I don't want to have sex with you." And then he says, "I don't care if you don't want to have sex with me. Do you hear me?" Jeez.
Yeah.
Terrible, man. Fuck.
Her life is obviously like fucked now, but his is also fucked. He's super fucked. Like, he's super fucked.
How
dog.
Is her life fucked when you say that?
It's traumatized.
Yeah,
it's traumatized. She has to carry that trauma.
Yeah.
She's been raped. Yeah. You know? She's been raped. And unfortunately, to make things even worse, it's now global. I mean, I know her name, and I'm like, so
I thought you were saying something. She's also done something bad. You know, like, she's also, there's some
allegation. You're fucked now. In a good one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, no. Like, her life is fucked and turned upside down. Yeah. The whole world. Because it comes with her exposing him. And I mean, it's a huge move for her. I mean, because now she knows she'll be front page news. You know what I mean? And she doesn't deserve that fucking trauma.
Bro.
That guy. Bro,
that's
I can't
so vile, bro.
It's vile. Like, it's vile. And it's, you know, like you, it's like, dude, you're Mason Greenwood, bro. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you
play for the biggest team in the world?
Bro, you like, bro, you are cruising. Why would you want to do that to somebody else and in turn fuck your life up?
Mm.
Like, dog, the fuck? What's wrong with you, man? Like, you don't do it. Like, and that's your girlfriend. How do you talk to her? So here's the thing, right? If this thing was not recorded, how do you talk to your woman like that and wake up tomorrow and say, good morning, love?
Yo.
How's your day looking like? Kiss her and get a morning round, maybe. How do you even think life is going to be normal after you say this shit?
After you've done this stuff.
And how many times has he done it before? How many times has it happened? How many times has it done it to other women?
Sure.
How do you talk to someone like that? Put your legs up, you twat.
Dude. Yeah, bro. Do you think he got too much money at a young age?
Bro, that doesn't. Rashford got too much more money than him at a young age. Way more money than him.
Yeah, Benjamin Mendy, same thing, and he's not young as well.
Yeah, he's not young. Robinho is in prison also for the same crime.
Yeah.
Rape.
Because it baffles me, dog. You got so much money, you famous. Why would you do that? I mean, he could get with any girl he wants, bro.
True, but that's they always tell us that rape is not about that. It's not about, do you get any ass or not, right?
But why do men resort to that, though?
We don't know. I don't know. I do not know. Like, I don't know. They say it's a power thing, but I don't know why guys do that. To anyone. I was about to say to your woman, but to anyone. But your woman, bro, this is the lady that her family knows and have entrusted you, you know, with her. In their absence.
Yeah, because a relationship is open, right? Everyone
of course,
knows
together. And you know how white people and they are that side. You know, at a young age, you introduce
for sure,
the
family.
Yeah.
You know?
Spending.
They do sleepovers.
Yes.
Right? So like, oh man. Man, I don't even support Man U, but it's not even about that. It's just, I feel like, yo, it's so sad. It's so sad. I'm like, bro.
Why? Bro, he's fucked.
No team will ever employ him.
Nah.
Which team? Curtains. Yeah, because think about it. Professional football?
Oh, it must be over for him.
Not even teams or anyone. No one.
Because he's Nandile Pisani's team.
Nah, not even his team, dog.
No. No, nothing.
It's a real fuck up. But seriously, no one. No one's going to want to touch him. You're done. Players have started unfollowing him.
Yeah,
unfollowed.
No one would want to be associated with that. No. Bro.
Yes. Maguire unfollowed him. You know what I mean? Like, bro. Well, Maguire unfollowed the people are supposed to be defending on the pitch. He unfollows everyone.
Anyway, another soccer player made the headlines. Former Kaizer Chiefs star got in trouble this week. Jabulile. Mwanawatswenya. Or is Mwanawatswenya now? Because he's a man now.
He's a man now. He's not a Mwana now. He's a man.
He was involved in a car accident in the East Rand in his BMW with a Quantum. Apparently, Pule ran away and the cops confirmed that they were looking for him. Pule now, according to the police, has added charges of fleeing an accident scene on top of negligent driving. Apparently, the fleeing charge has a maximum sentence of 9 years behind bars or 180,000 fine. Jeez. Why did he run away?
Fuck that. As a player, he was in bars his entire career. As a player, after football, he wants to be behind bars. Hey, man, figure it out. What do you want to do? I don't know why, man. I think it's panic.
Yeah.
I think it's panic. I'm Jabulile. The news, everything. You know what I mean? And also, man has had such a bad rep. You know? I don't know why, man. It's panic, right? Yeah. Fight or flight. You stick around, face the music, or you run. I don't know what was going through in his head. But it's crazy. It comes even a week after. Didn't you see that video of his he posted on Instagram?
Yeah.
Where it was like, yeah, Nina Bengu Pinenzo Mlando challenge. La. I put me in my metric results. Pass. You know? And now shit like this happens. It's so crazy, right? How the world works. Shame, man. But I'm just glad no one died there.
Yeah.
Why Randall?
15 bro. 15 people were injured. Yeah? No? 15 people.
Yes, yes. 15 people. Phew. And then, hey, that was bad.
Because that's bad.
Clearly, though, a lot of them are from the quantum.
Yeah, quantum. I guess there was a quantum involved.
How bad was the impact then? 15 people. It's a lot of people, bro. Mm. If they're all injured. Do you think it was drinking? Because why run? Because if it's an accident and I'm sober, I've got my license, I've done no wrong.
Yeah.
Then I'll, right? I'm just speculating. Like,
face the music, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just speculating. Then why run? Because even if you're wrong, it's an accident, man. These things happen.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck. I remember I got into an accident once there by Melville. I crashed into these...
roadkill, as always. I know Melville roadkill.
Which road? How? What roadkill? How?
No, you are still single. I know where you're going. No, you are still single with the roadkill. This is wife from days. This is rock star days when you was making condoms.
You know you say roadkill. But this...
Like, I was actually with twins.
Shabaka twin turbo fan. Ready to blow gasket.
So I was almost crashing into the taxi, right? But then I swerved. As I swerved, I crashed into a Runex. And then these colored guys came out. Yo, they looked like they were high, bro. Oh, I told you this story before.
Yes, you told me the story before.
Yeah.
With the twins. The one who's in construction now. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they were...
The rich twins.
Yeah, the rich twins.
Yeah,
yes,
I remember.
Yes,
you've told me the story off-camera.
They were at the
camera.
Channel O...
It was
off-camera. Event.
Oh, okay.
Event. Yeah,
one of the ladies was at the Channel O launch, one who premiered the Jube Jube thingy. So he told the story, like, oh, I was in an accident.
Yeah. So the guys come out, bro. Yeah. They look like fucking high or some shit. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they set me down. They're like, hey, you fucked up our car, whatever. And they brought out a machete, dog.
Machete,
bro. They're about to chop me up, bro.
You're like, wait, let's chop it up, guys. You can fix this shit.
So I called my mother. I'm like, Emma, it's a movie, man. Hey, and she wasn't far away from the accident, so she came, bro. She almost ran them over. Like, yeah, she almost ran them over because she was that mad, bro.
But wait, why would she run them over? Did she see that these guys are trying to get into your car or trying to attack you?
I was sitting down on the pavement, and they had a machete, and they were doing like this with the machete, like on my face and shit.
Ah, bro, you were getting slapped with a knife.
Hey, it was wild, dog. Hey.
It's traumatic, bro.
Hey, tell us, P. Leo.
Were you injured?
Yeah?
Were you injured?
No, I wasn't injured.
So the guys were with a machete, like...
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, when the sun.
Yeah.
What were they saying, though, like...
They just wanted me to fix their car. I was like, I'll fix it.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think they were
And you were
high.
Driving a car better than this. So, I mean, you should tell them that, okay, maybe it's got the means to fix our car. It's just a Runex.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what did your mom do? What did your mom do?
She just got out, told them shit, and then they left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, dog, MacGyver. Hey, that name, I gave it to the wrong person. Wrong mama's, yeah. Her name is MacGyver, dog. And you calling your mom. When have you seen MacGyver call his mom on TV, bro? You fix shit, man.
I should have sued them. Anyway, did you see Rasta? It was on a chicken licking ad.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, man. I saw that, eh?
I loved that ad. That was good for him.
Yeah. It just shows, man, you know.
Keep doing your thing.
Keep doing your thing, bro.
What did you see his Patrick Shai drawing? It's actually so good.
Is it?
Like, yeah, compared to his other stuff. Because he's big because he always just fucks up the portraits,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But it was so brilliant, the Patrick Shai one.
But he can't do that. That's not on brand now.
It's not. Brand is crazy. Maybe it's the chicken licking money. That's why.
It perfects you.
Yeah.
You know what money does, eh?
His fingers licking good.
And our account looking good.
He said, "That's your mama, man."
Nice one. Apparently, there's a guy who's scamming people, pretending to be Maglera Dope. Do you know McLaren?
McLaren Dope Boy.
Yeah. No, it's Dope.
Not Dope Boy.
Is it Dope Boy?
Dope Boy.
Dope Boy from the Northwest, right?
No, guys.
McLaren, not from the Northwest, but McLaren Dope Boy, yeah. From
Let me Poch. Check.
Poch. So it's Northwest, no? Yeah. Poch. McLaren Dope Boy, yeah.
McLaren. Let me check here. McLaren. It's Dope Boy, guys.
Ho.
Yeah,
I just said Dope Boy. You said Dodo or whatever you said.
Like, no, it's not Dope Boy. It's Dope Boy.
Dough.
Dough. D-O-E.
Yeah, not Dope.
Not Dope.
Oh, I said Dope.
Oh.
I said, oh, yeah, I said Dope.
Yeah.
Oh, Dope Boy.
Dope Boy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool. My bad.
So there's a guy pretending to be McLaren Dope, and he's soliciting money from the public.
Dope. Hi, you also mess it up.
Yeah, you was Dodo.
Dodo.
You're saying Dodo or something.
So, so he's asking people for money for features and public performances and shit like that, bro.
Wait, so that... So he's doing this online?
Via WhatsApp.
Jeez. And people got successfully scammed?
I think so.
Jeez. Some people deserve to, like, how dumb are you? Like, how can someone contact you on WhatsApp and say, I'm so-and-so, maybe I'm Black Coffee, I can feature you, pay this amount, and you pay without even meeting the person?
Yeah.
Like, come on. You know, some, I got it, but some scam, what's the word I'm looking for?
Scam artist.
No, victims.
Yeah, yeah.
I deserve it. Like, yeah, how dumb, bro?
Mm.
How dumb are you?
Yeah.
I mean, no one can just say, I'm so-and-so, send me money on WhatsApp, and you send money without confirming. Why don't you do a video call?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nah, some people just deserve to get scammed. If you're that dumb, you will get scammed, and it's not the last time you get scammed. You'll still get scammed in the future.
I almost got scammed a few years back. There was a Patrice Matsipe concert or whatever. So I got an a WhatsApp, and this guy was saying I must pay to be on the lineup.
You see?
And they said I must pay 20K. So I called my mother. I'm like, I need 20K. And I almost paid, bro. But yeah, she started like drilling me and asking, why are you paying? You know, who are you paying to? And I thought it was legit, dog. I almost paid.
But you see, yeah, because you thought you were going to get future gigs. It's Patrice Motsepe,
yeah, of course,
after all, right?
Yeah.
And you were probably promised you'll meet Patrice Motsepe as well, right?
And I was broke at that time. And
yeah, so you were trying to network and stuff.
Yeah.
I heard that before, that story. Not from you, but people paying to be on a lineup or something.
Yeah.
Sounds very familiar, though.
And there's a guy who's pretending to be a podcast and chill, and he's asking people to pay to be on the show.
Ooh.
Like his guest, yes. Kiso told me, your manager.
Yes, because I've had people asking, how much can we pay to be interviewed? I'm like, we don't operate like that. This is not radio. You know, you don't pay us for anything.
Ntsiki Mazwai wanted 70K to be on the show.
Sure, Ntsiki.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
And after then what
the
happened?
After tell me you're joking.
I kid you not, bro. I kid you not.
I'm taking you here, bro. You want to ask to pay her to get our show?
Yes.
Wow.
After the whole Ari Lennox thing, I wanted her to come and be a friend of the show so she can explain what I did wrong, you know, because she's a feminist.
She's a feminist.
Oh, okay.
She's like, she wants 70K.
How?
Bro, she's been on the show for free.
For free.
She's been on the show for free.
Yeah. She just recently said she's retired from being an activist. So why would she still want to get paid?
Yeah. And how do you come up with 70K?
Yeah.
Yes, and like you make a good point because you're doing the good work, right?
Yeah.
Of
shedding light,
of activism and educating people and actually standing up for what you believe and your ideals.
Yeah.
So why would you want 70K?
70K, dog. Nonsa Tema also wants money. Remember, cause lady.
No, I remember. Yeah, the Nonsa Tema one. And she at least she said, "I'm not coming until you pay me." Okay.
Yeah,
Nonsa Tema.
Yeah.
A while back.
Oh, a while back.
Long time ago.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Yeah.
Still at like 1,000 views.
Oh, that's why, right? But still, that's so messed up, man. Why would you make people pay, especially a Nonsa? You've been in this industry. You know how tough it is, right? Just go there or just say no.
Yeah.
Don't try to solicit money from people less than 1,000 views.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Anyway.
It wasn't that bad.
No, still, I don't like that, you know? Like, I mean, when people ask you, can we interview you, whatever, whatever, you want to grow their platform, you go or you say no.
Oh, anyway, what else been happening, ghost lady?
No, guys, just also another sad one. Sad story that just like I came across.
Today's been very sad.
Yeah. What's going on in the world, man? You guys were talking about the guy now.
Ah,
you know,
Greenwood thing, I think.
The Greenwood thing. Also, the Tshego Fatso Pule murder. Remember the guy?
Oh, remember
the whole case that's going on right now. So basically, guys, what has come out from this trial is that the guy who killed her, he had to be drunk first. I'll just name stuff that he's like, it's a whole list. He had to be drunk just to kill her. Mm. And then he was promised 70,000 by Tshego Fatso's boyfriend. Right? Mm-hmm. She was apparently killed as she was pregnant and the main wife was not supposed to know. Because that's another whole allegation.
Who are you talking about? Who is this?
Tshego Fatso Pule.
The lady was killed. She was pregnant and
she
killed.
She was pregnant. Hung by the, well,
the boyfriend got
someone to literally
kill. Oh, I remember that story. Isn't that an old story?
No. Well, it is old, but it's obviously a pending case now.
Okay.
So, and there is also 8 million from a trust fund that has been mentioned in court as part of the reasons for the murder.
Damn.
And it's also been alleged that Tshego Fatso refused to terminate the pregnancy. Mm. So those are the reasons. And it's just like, hence how he was like, why would men resort to all of this? You know, like, how do you protect women from what does one do?
Sure.
Like, it's just a fucked up world, guys. Yo.
Rather just leave her and look, don't be part of the kid. I mean, that's better than killing her. I know that's still fucked up, but that's way better than killing someone and their kid. Just leave her and, you know, say you don't want to be part of the kid's life.
It reminds me of a guy I was chatting to in Botswana, because their ratio is 1-3, like in terms of male to females.
Who's more?
Females.
Oh, okay.
So they all have like 3 side chicks. And he was saying it's because they don't kill their woman, whereas SA men kill their woman.
Hey, dog.
Hey, bro.
You see?
Hey, guys, man.
Nah. Today's been a very depressing show, eh?
It has been. I think that the rape thing is very heavy.
Even if
it was the only sad story we spoke about.
You can't even make jokes, you know?
No, you can't make jokes about it. Like, you can't.
It's not a laughing matter.
No, you can't.
What were you saying about Tshego Fatso, yeah? Before I interrupted you.
No, man, I was just saying, like, it's so, like, rape, murder is never an option, man. Like, rather just be an absent father. Rather. I thank you, Dad, for being an absent father as opposed to killing my mom, like, you know, 30 whatever years when I was born. I appreciate that. Rather, it's still a messed up thing to do, but, dude, just to kill someone.
I think also society has just this thing of being so not conscious of everything you do has consequences. Like, if you are ill-treating a person, don't you think this person is going to come out? Something's going to come out, you know? Whereas just making a decision saying, okay, you know what? I'm not bringing out the best of me in this relationship. Therefore, just step out. If you are fighting every day or having to swear at someone, and just, it's, why stay? Because you're already seeing it, that it's not going anywhere good. I'm constantly angry and I'm having these bad thoughts towards this person.
And just don't have extramarital relationships then. You know what I mean?
Because he was cheating. The consequences, like, exactly. If you are cheating and you're having sex with someone, obviously it could lead them to be pregnant. Now, if you know your woman is not going to like that, then why in the first place?
Cheat sonar, dog.
I don't get that, eh?
Hey, bro.
You're cheating already. It's like that video. Remember the video I spoke about of the guy who caught his wife
with another man?
Like, how do you even... Firstly, they weren't using a condom. Mm. Secondly, as a dude, how do you even smash someone who's married in her house?
Damn.
On the bed where she sleeps with the husband. And the kid was there. The kid was like right there. People are living other lives out there, bro. Like,
and that's the thing again. The consequences. Don't you think? Like, people are not thinking out there. It's like you're living on the edge.
So do you use a condom when you cheat?
When I used to cheat. I did. When I used to cheat. Yeah. Always, bro. Always use a condom. Always. Always use a condom. Once, I was a bit irresponsible, but I was trying to also, I wanted to be with that woman.
Yeah,
you know, like,
okay.
You know, substitute.
Yeah.
And then I went in, sonor, but I hardly ever did that. Never. Just
there was no pregnancies and stuff. Nothing.
No pregnancies. Ooh. Nothing. Okay. If there was, I didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. I still don't know about it.
Yeah.
But nah, bro, you can't just cheat recklessly. Come on.
Yeah.
You're gonna die.
Don't you ever worry that there could be a kid out there, like, just
Not really, because it happened once, like I said.
Once is enough for a child to come.
But I'm pretty sure there's no kid, because she would have come forward and said, this is your child, support your child.
Imagine a young soul running around there. Walking speaker.
That's my daughter, actually. She's just like me, like 100 times more. Like, yo, I'm like, yo, problems, yeah.
And you, girls, love it. Do you use a rub when you cheat?
No, I don't cheat at all.
Oh, you've never cheated?
No, I've cheated way, way, way back. I even forgot how I cheated.
Did you use a rubber?
I'm sure, yeah.
Nice. Of course. Because we're Rabela. Already you're here and there and there. Better use a rubber. Rabela is like someone who plays for more than one team.
Yeah.
In the hood, we call it Rabela.
Oh, Rabela.
Rabela, yes. When you play like, when you're with everyone, Rabela, like you're not loyal.
Why did you cheat, Ghostly? I can't imagine Ghostly cheating, bro.
But guys, it was not even, I don't even think it was that serious. I think for me, my serious relationship has been my marriage. Mm. Before that, Nah.
Because you are bad, babe.
You were available.
No. It's like, you know, how do you refer to exes? Yeah. The only person that is like the true person is like my husband. So the rest were just...
practicing. Tolerance.
Not even practicing. It was like... It's like
did you find out the guy you cheated on?
I think so. But I didn't want him.
Is it?
So it was probably if I remember correctly, it was a way of trying to get rid of him. So he's angry, like, oh, okay.
So you wanted him to know.
Yes. Why were you trying to get rid of Oskido? Why?
Oskido? No.
Oh, I remember back then. I heard something. That was the rumor that I heard.
For all our international subscribers, Oskira has a restaurant called Daruma. Just so you know. That's why that one was good. That was gold. That was a good one.
I remember there was a girl I was dating, right? So I suspected, man. You know, you could feel it in the air. Or no, man. This one, they're smashing her. This one. Mm-hmm. So there's a guy who was always texting her, but she said she never smashed. Nothing ever happened.
There's always a guy texting her.
Yeah. So I went home, got another number. And then I texted her pretending to be this guy.
Ooh.
So you knew his name?
Yeah. Smart move. I'm like, yo, this is Tumel. This is my new number. And that week, she told me, because she was a student, right? Mm. That week, she told me she's going home to Carltonville.
Well, what?
And then...
yo.
Where are you going?
She's from mining town.
So she's like, yeah, I'm going home. And then I texted her. I'm like, this is Tumelo. This is my new number. She's like, yeah, you can come now. My boyfriend just left.
Yeah, what a dumb chick.
No. She was not dumb because she didn't know that it was not him.
Yeah.
You know?
But just to dive into it just like that.
But that's how cheated happened those days. How it's just like you tell your boyfriend, okay, I'm going home, Gandhi. You're going to somewhere else.
Experience.
Then I go there. I go to see her. And then, you know, she's expecting.
Oh, so you still carry on with the story.
Yeah.
That's your tumor.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm downstairs. And then she comes downstairs. She sees it's me. Now we have a huge fight, you know. And then she says, yeah, she's been cheating, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, towards the after the fight, you know, you get those moments where you're like, fuck, I love you, man. You know, why did you do that?
If I were you, I was going to say, let's role play. Like, she comes downstairs. It's like, it's you. Like, yeah, but I like it. Let's just pretend I'm him, right? Just pretend I'm him. Let's go upstairs. I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
So now we upstairs. I'm trying to fuck her. But she's like, nah, man, I don't want to give you leftovers. Hey, girls be wild, eh?
It's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah. Have you ever been cheated on?
He's a pretty boy. You can't be cheated on. Like.
Nah,
pretty
know.
Boys get cheated on.
I'm sure it has happened, but I don't know about it.
It has, man.
No, they've just been.
I'm glad I never found out, though.
Have you been caught?
Well, yeah.
If you've been caught, you've been cheated on. And I can tell you that now.
Like two times in my life.
Twice.
How did you get caught?
No, every guy has been cheated on. You know this thing of you guys.
It's the phone thing, man. It's the phone thing. She found my phone. She saw the messages. And she DM'd the other girl, and the other girl answered, and then they started fighting together, and then it came back to me.
Shit.
Wow. That was it.
Ghost lady.
Yeah.
You're right. A lot of guys, we said every guy's been cheated
every
on, right?
Every guy's been cheated on.
You guys are the masters of cheating and not getting found.
Please
give us some tips.
It's ours. Yeah. You've been cheated on.
No. I said that. Okay. I don't know about it because women are good as hell. Yeah.
Please give women the guys who are still cheating.
That sounds like a radio call out. Send us an voice note.
Yeah, it does, right?
Send us a WhatsApp. Send a WhatsApp to 076.
Call to action shit, right? A call to action. Then the client is happy. And they fucking love call to actions on radio. Yo, call to action. Please advise the guys who are still cheating. Like, how do you not get caught? From a woman, from the experts of cheating. How do you not get caught? Because guys always get caught.
Yo, for days.
Yo, and women never.
We sloppy, dog.
We sloppy. We sloppy, hey, bro.
Bro.
You'll find the side chick slops under the fucking bed or something. You know? Sloppy motherfuckers.
No, that's number one. Then you can't be cheating like you're bringing her to your home. That's mistake number one also. Like, you can't be bringing the person you're cheating with to your home.
Then you'll because
already they just it's like you're like it becomes disrespectful, and sometimes women will do something, will leave something so that the other woman can find it.
Always you.
Oh,
I once found a G-string. Sorry, I once found a G-string between the headboard and the bed.
If I'm a side chick. If I'm a side chick, I will definitely leave something.
Oh,
a lot of things.
Bro, I once found out I was clean. I was like, I just decided to do some spring cleaning.
I would leave a lipstick. I would literally probably leave like a lipstick inside your underwear drawer.
Or hair by the bathroom.
On purpose. Like, you just shit some.
Yes, you're right.
Women will do things like.
And you know how to clean the bathroom, dog.
Nah.
Never, dog.
Yeah.
Not even Mamria.
For 300K, Mamria will, man. She will pay well.
You're right.
Yes,
so don't do it at home.
Yes.
And so then? Do you guys have like a spare phone that you keep under the spare tire in your
car? Yeah, does it work having a second phone?
Or you use your own normal phone?
The thing is, the phones, the girls know where to find them. Yes. The main woman will know where to find.
Normally, you got another phone, Mesh.
It's under the car. Under the car seat.
Yes.
That's where you probably, guys, you leave them.
Wow.
And it's also what is it? The cabbie hole. What is it called? Yeah.
Ah, that's obvious.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all of these. It's, you know. And you guys are not just, you're not meticulous. You don't know, you know.
So if not going to cheat on you, you'd pick it up, ne?
I'll pick it up.
Ne?
Yeah.
Mm. I'll pick it up. So what about.
Because I know his patterns.
Yeah.
You guys have like one pattern. Like, it's like if now I'm with you, I would know your pattern. Guys have just this, you do this thing, the same thing that you do every day, and immediately when it changes, women are able to see it. When something changes, it could be just like, I know when you are on the phone, you spend, let's say there's something that you're into, maybe you like check WhatsApp. But after 8, you maybe put down your phone. But if it starts changing at 9 o'clock, you're still on the phone. 10 o'clock, something has happened.
Now you're and bathing now.
Hey, bro. Yo, nothing worse than come out of a bath and your woman is not talking to you. When you went in, she was fine. Yo, and she's not talking to you. And it's like, your phone. You don't even ask, baby, you just... Oh,
boy, sack.
Yo, yeah. Yo. Hey, yeah. So the girl, I once dated a girl, and when I went on the phone, because I was now paranoid, I've been cheated on before, her messages, like the threads, they were always deleted. So her WhatsApp was always clean. Was she cheating on me? Or...
She could have been.
She could have. Well, that's not enough info even, right?
It's not for enough you to info, just
Yeah. Hey.
But are you on your radio bag today? Was she cheating on me?
I sounded like a thingy. Ask a man, Paula, right? Yeah, like, so was she cheating on you?
Actually, so
hey, naked, was she cheating on me? Hey, man, WhatsApps are always clean. JJ, who's there now? Yeah, true, right? I don't clue more, man.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what else has been happening, man? What's been going on?
I saw, guys, did you see that thing about the VW drivers being the worst drivers in South Africa?
VW Polo.
Is it Polo?
Or is it specifically Polo?
Also Polo drivers.
I got that story. Let me put it up for you.
Yeah, put it up. Like, yeah. I liked that story.
Yeah.
Because I totally agree.
The Road Traffic Management Corporation revealed that according to the latest stats on national crash data management, VW Polo owners are the worst drivers on the road. Yeah.
But it's like there's only like probably 20 of them, including my whatever 3 or 4 or 5 cousins who have Polo, VW Polos. Like, there are good drivers, I'd say. But the rest of you, South Africa, you,
What's up with the lights? It's a VW. People always getting them stolen, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the wheel caps, ne?
Yeah.
Lights, wheel caps, even the badge.
Even the badge.
The badge at the front. Because, I don't know, people steal those things. There's a market, apparently,
because
for them.
Because it always crashed. The cars are always crashing. That was another thing. So, obviously, there's always a market. They have to buy, you know.
Oh, yes. True, yeah. Right? Yeah, because the cars are always getting fixed.
If it's why niggas can leave cars in their cars, keys in their cars.
Oh, shit, how big is the... Oh,
and then,
how big are those cars? Oh, fuck. Like, when you're parking in the car.
And
we are here stealing lights, dog, and wheel caps.
Sure.
Bro, that's crazy,
sad,
man.
That's crazy. But I think that's that, man. I think it's isn't it like, if you look at a car brand that is very popular on the roads, it's a VW Polo, one of. And it's always like young guys or young people who love groove. So the likelihood of them being in an accident is higher than everybody else. I don't think it's just the guys are bad drivers, if you think about it.
No, but they've got this certain energy. Like, sometimes, like, Polo, like, these guys, it's just the way you work, like, just the way you move, or the things you do. It's like, once one gene moto eniwa lingisi sandla langa pandle we fast tela. Something goes, it's like, some cabling goes off. I don't know what's going on.
The wires.
The wires. Before you even drink, jokesu eksen. Ah, guys, nah. Like, I don't know. There's something wrong. Please, does someone drive a Polo here?
Why are you looking at Mesh? You know Mesh doesn't drive.
They might need to explain. Because there's just, guys, there's an energy that these guys just always drivers. Have. Been.
Would you date a guy who drives a Polo?
No, but funny enough, Mnagat wants me to change my car to a Polo.
Mnaga.
Like, how? Hey, man, what are you trying?
Nah, you can't, man. You're a woman. You're not going to be safe in there. Imagine driving at night in a VW Polo.
Yeah, so it's one of the most stolen cars as well.
Yeah.
No.
It's not jacked cars. It's not a safe car to own.
Anyway, what else has been happening, so?
We'll cover. Hey, shout out to Professor Mamokgethi Phakeng.
Okay.
The Vice Chancellor of the first ever
UCP.
Black and woman Vice Chancellor of Cape Town. So yes. People were tagging me like, hey, she's quoting the show, she's a chiller.
Whoa!
Yay. She was interviewed by David Mashabela.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what did
and
she say?
She's a chiller, she loves the show, and apparently, because I called Dave, like, what's going on, man? People are like, yeah, she loves the show, she was quoting you guys. I didn't watch the interview, but then she came here, because they were shooting
Or
in Dave's car.
Yeah,
they were driving around and she took pictures of the studio and stuff.
Wow.
Like that.
Just to share with
her, to her kids.
To her kids and family.
A history making essay, black woman. Professor.
Oh.
Is a chiller.
Yep. Wow.
Loves the shit that we do here.
Wow.
Wow. That shit that we
do. Not professor from Kalawa.
No.
Real professor.
The real professor.
Yes.
Kevzo. Yeah.
But you'd be surprised who are chillers, man.
Dude.
We've got so many chillers out there. It's crazy.
Dude, all over the world, in high places.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. Sheesh, man.
Yo, yeah, bro.
We're blessed, man.
I was so excited about that.
So we can
blessed.
Go study now, guys. We can go study, go UCT. Huh? For that
one. Yeah, and without meeting the M scores. Do they still have M scores? You know what M score is? You don't know what M score is.
Makaiba has a metric score. Makaiba, you've got a metric score.
Fuck you,
when
guys.
Aya, you're just 2 years younger than us. Don't act like her.
Aya likes doing that. Dala.
Dala. No.
You're an 80s kid. You're an 80s kid, man.
Exactly.
You're an 80s kid. Like,
and remember in Ghana, trying to go toe-to-toe with Bomesh.
Can't go toe-to-toe with these young ones, bro.
Come on. Stick with us. Stick with us, the LDs, eh?
You see?
Yeah, now that's it. Another thing I want to talk about is Joe Budden.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, fuck that guy, bro.
Bro.
Nah, fuck him.
Bro.
You know what he does, right? So they're talking about the whole Ari Lennox thing.
Yeah.
And then he says, my beef with him, I don't mind him saying some podcaster or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But don't come on the show and say, I researched the guy. He's a shock jock. That's what he called you.
He called me a shock jock.
Yeah, I said he was a shock jock. He's like, well, I researched the guy. I researched him. And then, you know, the next thing, what he says next?
What?
What's his name? Where's he from?
Yeah.
Bro. You just said you fucking researched the guy. You know what I mean? Don't do that shit.
The only thing shocking are his numbers.
He's a shock job, motherfucker. Oh, Joe Budden. Don't do that, bro. Don't you, like, you will look so smart.
If you actually mention the name.
Yes, if like I actually
and
researched.
And the place.
Thank you. I researched
everybody,
the guy.
Everybody did that story properly. I remember Charlamagne mentioned my name.
Yeah. Charlamagne did it properly.
There's another guy, he used to be on TMZ, man. Remember that guy who had a thing with Kanye West at TMZ when Kanye West had the meltdown at TMZ?
Oh, yeah.
Van.
And I remember. Dude.
Van Lathan.
Yes. All the big platforms did it and did it properly. Mac G, this and this, this and that. Joe Budden comes. I researched the guy. I researched him with a shock jock, whatever. Where's he from? Oh, dude. There's more numbers on YouTube than your platform on this platform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I respected him up until he's going to come and say, then what's his name? Some young guy. But you said you researched them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And if you're going to talk about people, research them. You know, you owe it to your fucking listeners.
And refer to them by name.
Yeah, you owe it to your listeners.
Especially
you know
if you're going
to
acknowledge them and speak about them.
He thinks by mentioning him, he's elevating you somehow.
Bro.
No.
That's why. Why is it not? If he because he did research. He clearly Googled you.
Yeah.
Clearly he found some shit when you're still on radio for him to say he's a shock jock.
Yeah.
It clearly he's read your name. He knows your name and he knows you from this part of the world. Yeah. Just mention it.
Dude, fuck Joe
Budden.
What
a loser.
What a loser, dude. Yeah. The only Joe Budden we recognize here is Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Oh, that's the only Joe.
Harry, the only Joe Budden.
Oh, yeah, the only Joe.
The only Joe.
Yeah, we recognize. Yeah. Joe Rogan.
But other than that, his analysis, I think I was also kind of, I kind of liked his analysis.
Yeah, but he was playing it safe, eh?
You don't want to piss them off.
He was saying it's not my place to judge him.
To judge
him. Whatever. And then said the same thing that Charlamagne said,
yeah.
Which is the same thing that I said.
Yeah. You must stick to rapping, Joe. Right?
Yeah, that was like, it was just that's
over for him now.
That
show's not the same since Rory and Molly.
Rory and Molly, it's not, eh?
They left with the numbers, huh?
Mm? Oh yeah, they left with the numbers, bro. And you could, those guys, they look like yes men to me, yeah?
Mm.
Those guys,
yes, the ones who see such.
The guys who replaced Rory and Molly. It's like
those American podcasters, ne?
Yeah, those guys. Are they from America? I'm not sure, man.
I'm not sure. Where are they from?
Check it. I researched them, but just check. Where are those guys that the show was from? Even him, where is he from? You said he rapped? I didn't know Joe, that guy used to rap. He's a rap.
Fuck, poor guy, slaughtering his own career. If you're watching this, Joe Budden, Mundwako.
Diti Wako, Joe. Diti Wako.
Research that.
Research what, since you're so good at research, research what the fuck that means. Diti Wako, Mundwako. Fuck that guy. How? Which one is this one?
Oh my
what
goodness!
What I don't understand is that if they have to do an international, like the international tour and podcasting, these are the kind of podcasts you'd have to go to, like us.
Definitely.
If you're in South Africa and you're thinking, so like, speak nicely of people, man. You know,
simple.
Anyway, we are here, man. Make sure you subscribe to our second channel. Have you subscribed to our second channel?
Yeah, you're lying.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see.
And as he puts the phone in his pocket.
No, it's flat. It's flat. It's flat. Hey, man, I'll subscribe. Fuck. I promise I'll subscribe. It's not like you guys send messages in the group saying, guys, reminder, let's subscribe. The shorts, the YouTube shorts, right?
Yeah, YouTube short clips.
Yeah, short clips. Yeah, yeah. I say
it every week, bro.
PNC you do, moments. Right? Yeah. PNC moments.
PNC
right?
moments.
PNC
yeah.
moments.
Yeah.
No, man.
Are you on the Chillers Market?
Not yet. You're not yet. Not yet. Are you on the Chillers Market, Aya?
One fire, give them.
Exactly. There we go. Melligans, are you on the Chillers Market? Someone wants you to cover a wedding. They inboxed me. They want you to cover. I don't know if you cover weddings, but are you on the market?
Not as yet. What's happening with you guys?
I thought we were gonna get it for free.
Yeah, it's free.
It's
dog, it's $300 or something. Come on now.
How?
Damn it.
How? Hey, and it's for your business. You're into investment.
You're on free shit now. It's 300.
I'm getting my two businesses in there.
It's
Big Fun Music and which one?
I can't tell you the other one.
Why?
Well, it's a business.
It's how? Confidential.
Hi,
until
bro.
it's on the market.
He's in the pod business.
Porn.
What? Porn.
What? You're in the porn business.
Tato,
you're
what?
In the porn.
Nah, nigga.
What are you doing?
Pagati. Oh, Pagati. You're in the porn business, dog.
I smash a Pagati.
So what do you do? You record or you...
Nah, man, I'm not.
Are you recording it's sound?
It's just more serious.
Is that where the Big Fun comes from?
Wait.
Oh, Big Fun is your porn name.
Oh.
Big Fun. Starring Big Fun. Hey, is it your daughter?
I wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
What else is happening? Valentine's, the Valentine's speed dating party. We are sold out.
Valentine's.
Yeah. And David Mashevel is coming through. Who? The most eligible bachelor in SA.
Oh, that's unfair though.
Why?
Everybody knows like he's like a millionaire, like a super millionaire.
Yeah.
You know, so now he's going to come through. He was telling me stories about like how he lost 5M, how he lost 1 point something in like some bad business investment. So everybody's going to want him though.
Nah, but I'm kidding, dog.
Oh. Hey.
Wow. You just made it unfair for the chance right now.
Yo, like, bro.
But I think we should hook him up, man, bro, Dave, eh?
I'd love to.
Yeah, because he's single.
What is he into? Do you know? You spend time with him.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
what
question.
Is he into?
Let's call him. Ask him.
let's call him. Actually, ask him. What are you? Are you into big booty? Are you into slender girls?
Yeah.
Pretty girls? Homely girls?
By the way,
I want to get him a wife. I'd like to get him a wife.
Yeah, we're trying to do that.
Wife.
By the way, for our international subscribers, Brad David is a radio broadcaster on Radio 2000.
Yeah, and he owns the studios here as well. Yeah. Mashabela Studios.
Oh, my woman just sent me a WhatsApp now saying I'm proud of you. Oh.
Oh, wow, for real. Aww. Hey, that's beautiful, man. Let me see.
I don't know why. What did I do?
What last did you tell Naga you are proud of him? Wait, you're a bad wife.
Well,
oh, you're a bad. Look what other wives are doing for their men.
This is why we love Naga more than you.
No, let's not call him. That's why he says. Brad Dave.
That's why Naga suggested you get a polo. He wants you, want you to disappear. What a hijack polo. Hijack polo. Driver can't be found. And you'll be like, oh, God. Prayers. Because you're not proud of him.
That's of two guys.
Tell him you're proud of him. Tell him you're proud of him. Randomly, I'm proud of you.
So why are you taking Makave's moment?
No, but we gave him a shout out. Like, shout out. That's so beautiful. Like, and then I was like, how? We're sitting with a wife.
No, let me tell you, because he dropped me off now, right? Mm-hmm. He brought me here to the studio.
Yes, he can.
And
he
then
did.
When we were chatting about something, and he was like, you know what? I'm actually so grateful for the support that, like, I give him.
Wow.
Yes. So he was literally saying, he's just grateful.
And your son was there. He actually saw that. That's beautiful.
Yeah. No, I don't think he was listening. He wasn't there.
Oh, he was just doing his own thing. Yeah, because he came as a family today.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Valentine's speed dating party, you playing, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm playing.
Yeah, yeah. Which gig we at this weekend? I saw you.
I saw you.
Oh yeah.
Do you play live now? Like, do you record when you playing? Do you go live?
No. Someone was so excited, and I was live on their Instagram. It was not me on the live on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw with the ring light and everything.
Yeah. Someone just decided, hey, let me record.
So they brought a ring light even.
Yeah, they brought a ring light for me, and they recorded my entire set. It was on someone's Instagram page.
So
it was
nice.
Amazing, man. Yeah, where it was great. I was in the Val.
Oh, nice.
It's M Cafe. Oh, I was nice. In the Val and M Cafe.
Val is a vibe, man. I love the Val, man.
Yeah. Oh, dude. And we're rocking on the 5th. We're rocking in Mpumalang.
Okay.
In a place called Mbalenke, you and I.
Where?
Coco Lounge, Mbalenke, in Mpumalang. Oh, yeah, you're from... Your in-laws are from Mpumalanga. Yeah, Mbalenke. It's a place called Coco Lounge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll be there on the 5th. And then we are at another place.
We're doing Lesotho 26th of March. Oh, can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. 26th of March. We're in Lesotho, right?
That is so
yeah, good. And then we're also at Sfiso sent this stuff through. Giovanni is a place called Giovanni's for Jake's birthday party. I'm not sure what that is. Yeah. Giovanni's though.
Hey, Pratev is there. Pratev.
Yo, Pratev.
The most eligible bachelor in SA.
The one and only.
We want to know what's your time.
Shock jocks. Hey, come on.
Shocking.
Shock jocks.
So shocking.
What a shocking day.
You've just discovered that you're shock jocks only now.
What's your type, Pratev? Eh?
What's my?
Your type. What kind of woman are you? We're trying to get you a woman for Valentine's.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
Very little makeup.
Oh. Yeah.
Perfect. Those are the best.
Real hair.
Real hair.
Real hair.
Yeah.
Big butt? No big butt?
Nah, neither here nor there. But it's Trump, I can be a problem. It's a bit of a crisis.
Yeah.
There must be something.
To hold.
Yeah. Because I have little, so she needs to compensate for what I'm short.
You have little?
I don't have much bum.
Oh. No, I thought you had little to...
No,
I was about to commend him for the honesty. You know, like, you're honest, man. I could never, like me, I have little guys, so I need easy access. Like, yo. And age, what are we looking at?
Yeah, I don't know. 29, 28 to
I'm 29.
Yeah, but they're starting to think about marriage, so it's a bit of an issue for them.
So I was right, because I was saying I would love to find you a wife.
There
someone
you go.
Who, yes.
Yeah, I think I'm ready now. Finally.
Okay.
What, must she working? Make her own money. Or you got enough money for the both of y'all?
No, she must work, eh?
Okay.
I like independent women. I like nice. Women that don't care about what I do.
Yeah.
And they have their own thing going. It,
good.
It's always a cool thing that...
Kanti, don't you guys chow stock there at Radio 2000?
There's no stock.
The stock.
SABC has no stock. Everyone is working from home. No stock.
But then you also go there, man. You can be like...
But YFM was in the contract. You must chow stock.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Yebo Babas?
Who's that? What's that now?
Yebo Baba, explain that.
Explain
yeah, like, help me.
Bo, they give you food and they kneel.
No. No. I don't think that's attractive. It looks quite abusive. It looks wrong.
Yeah.
It's a power
and
thing.
It's good to respect and everything, but sometimes
it chooses. It's like, you know what? I honor my men so much. I just love you that much.
Even you saying it, it sounds pretentious. Like the whole thing sounds like you're lying.
Because I don't do it.
You see what I mean? No.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, no. Keep going. Look for a wife for me.
We're gonna rock you. We're gonna rock you.
Yeah, I'm ready. Eh?
Must she be good in bed, or you really don't care? I mean, you're old now.
I don't know. Yeah. I think.
Why are you talking like he's giving up? No.
I saw Vugi.
Wow.
That's funny.
Remember Gilliam during the interview?
Oh yeah, Gilliam was like, I saw
Vugi. I saw Vugi did.
No, the bed doesn't matter.
Nah.
No, it's not. It's bed neither here. It's neither here nor there.
Nah.
Because I think people learn stuff, and you know, you have enough time to
exactly
practice
to
and get it right.
Yes.
You can't throw the baby out of the water, right? You can't leave a good woman because she's not good in bed.
No. Yeah. It's a small detail in the bigger picture of her personality.
That's
you eventually get it right.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not like they're having sex 24/7.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Like McG.
Yeah. It's like a prerequisite.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Is she rocking you good?
Yeah. Hey, you rock all the time.
All the time.
No wonder she's proud of you.
Why are you laughing, Brendan? Why are you laughing?
What, are you? Because we close to him asking me who I smashed.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time I go. We are this close.
Yeah. By the way, we're coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios podcast at what's the email?
It's a podcast at mashabela.co.za.
How's that going, by the way?
Because it's going all right. Yeah. We get inquiries, but you know, South Africa has a lot of tie kickers, and people with big dreams, and it's always a good thing, man. You know, people want to be you in 5 episodes.
Overnight.
Yeah.
They want to start with the studio and all the lighting and stuff,
and more than that. All the followers and all the chillers and all. And it doesn't work that way.
No.
Interesting, we were talking with Ghosty that it takes time to build this.
Of course.
And then you guys are on what? Episode 300 and what?
Yeah.
And it came with time. And I think very often you have to remind people that at some point there was no one.
Yeah, it's a marathon, man.
Yeah.
That's true.
How many podcasts have come and go, what happened to the Les one?
Oh, he was starting beef with us, right, the last time. Remember,
no,
he wanted to start beef. Shame, man. What happened?
Yeah.
Hey, which other podcast disappeared?
Popcast? Did it even land, though?
What happened?
Oh, no, you guys are going to make fun of other podcasts. This is not good. Let's just leave them.
No, we're just asking where they are. It's not really making
your
fun.
Your podcast is doing very well.
We try, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yes. But Dave came and went.
Nah, he's kicking,
he's
man.
Kicking. He's
going nowhere.
Shout out, we have Cloudy on the podcast
really?
This Thursday. Yeah. Yay.
You know what? Interesting. He called me.
Yeah.
He called me like 8:30 in the morning. And it was like, hey, man, those young guys, hey, they asked me some questions, but I told them, no, I'm not going to answer that. So I don't know what you asked, but there were questions that he wasn't willing to answer.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah,
but he knew how to answer it. Like, he's very, like, he can answer.
Yeah.
He can worm his way out of questions.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
No,
he's a politician.
He's good.
He's the best. I love Saudi.
Yeah. No,
and he's done well for my podcast, you know, so he's proper. You know?
Were you there when he was giving us Sweetness?
Yeah, but Sweeteners are not for freelancers.
Oh, yes.
Sweeteners
are you're a freelancer, ne?
Yeah, you know,
SMEs. I must give you a different kind of contract.
Interesting, I'm on year 22.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? It should get you like 15 years, you're no longer a freelancer. Just, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't work that. Different bosses, they see you for the first time. To them, you just started last week.
Oh, true.
That's how it goes. Yeah. I've seen them come and go.
Yeah,
like you said.
Yeah. And you've never done Drive Time?
No. I've sat in on Drive Time many times, but I've never done it as a show.
Do you want it?
Drive Time is tricky. It sometimes represents the end.
Because where do you go?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
It sometimes represents the end. For a lot of jokes.
That's why I never did it as well. Yeah.
You see what I mean? Is that the only reason?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Is that the only reason?
Please.
He's lying. No. And look, afternoon drive is better, but breakfast, man, for some people, that was the end.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and they never came back.
Mm. Oh, but Glenzito's good. I heard his show
absolutely
the other week.
Loved
he's an amazing dog.
I haven't listened to him.
He still
in a
got
while.
It. Yo, so many years later.
Hardly listen to radio.
Bro, you know what? I listen to his link. You know what he does, right?
Yeah.
You know, most DJs go, eh, you're listening to Radio 2000, whatever. Yeah. That was woo, whatever.
Yeah.
He goes in straight in, bro. It's like yesterday I saw a taxi, whatever. And then that's like the topic. And then at the end, he's like coming up on the show. This is the first link, dog. No, hello, no, nothing. Nothing.
But you see, when you've done radio for that long, you can break the rules and still sound good and have all the stuff that is required in a link.
Yeah. Because most DJs, when they go coming up on the show, it's a tune-out factor.
Yes, it is.
So he had me by the first 10-20 seconds.
Ah, radio god, man.
Yo, bro.
Radio god, nice. Man. Yeah.
Enjoy it, guys. I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
Quesito,
yeah, friend of the shows. Oh, you want an interview? Sure. Yeah. Friend of the show.
No, let's do an
You're
going
to start asking him now.
Why?
Because it takes a year to respond to such requests.
Oh, flip, for real.
Quesito would be dope, man. Let's anyway, City Girls is back.
Ah, City Girls. Yeah. I love City Girls, man.
She interviewed, Teboho Thobojane interviewed, who's this guy that passed away last year? Ginimbi's wife.
Oh,
Zodwa.
Zodwa.
Yeah, so that's coming
this
week.
Ex-wife of Ginimbi.
Ex-wife, no?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were divorced by then. Yeah, you're right.
And then On the Table is back. What's happening on the table?
On the Table is back. Came through this past week. And also there'll be another episode coming. And aren't you guys enjoying the new ghost?
Oh, that guy. Mkulimangani, though, on the coming up episode.
The episode?
Yeah, that's coming up.
I wasn't part of the episode, so I don't know what they're talking
about. Do you even watch this guy?
Yeah. I said, Kulumangani. Actually, yes.
I do. There's a guy. I like him. I like the guy. I like him. There's a new guy now. But I thought you were still invested in the show. That's why I'm asking.
No, yes.
But you're not part of it. You're right. There's a new ghost now. It's a guy.
Yeah, ghost guy.
How did they get that guy? Like, did you have interviews or like?
No, just try. So it was just like, this could be interesting. Let's try this out. You know, just something new.
Dope.
Yeah. No CVs.
No.
Auntie, guys, what are we
running work with here? Vibes. we work with vibes, you know.
Oh, so the vibes were good.
The vibes were communicating, you know. Yeah. We're like, yes, let's have a conversation. Let's sit
Why
down.
Did you leave?
I didn't leave. No, I'm still very much part of
it. Oh, you're just behind the scenes.
Just behind the scenes, yes.
Did they do the whole, we're taking a new direction?
Yeah.
No.
We don't see you're not part of this vision. Like, what the hell?
As the host of the show, we'd like to, due to the climate, you know, and some reasons.
Yeah. Fuck, a lot of people have been asking for Grandeur. It's currently sold out because there's a shortage of the bottles.
Oh, damn.
The bottles.
There's so much inquiries, guys.
Yeah, man. Yo. But I'm getting new stock this week.
All the bottles are being used by Piliato. No, for real. How are your white bottles short? How is the shortage of white bottles? Hey. What's going on?
Hey, yo.
You're right. I never thought about
that. Yes.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, we are here, podcast and
chill. That's enough for you to start.
I all of them.
Go to Andy's house, you'll find your great deal, man. No. Barmini.
Email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.